Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We fill this house.
We fill this house with worship.
We fill this house with glory.
We fill this house with praise. Oh, my God, Jehovah.
There is
no other
name
by wherein I can live.
Bless you. Good afternoon. Good evening. Thank you for joining me right here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Spreading the Gospel. We are grateful. We are just absolutely glad to be here on this afternoon. Again, thank you for joining me right here on For Victory Against All Odds. This is your host, Prophetess Donnie Benton, and I am excited for what God is doing in this season, in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of times of uncertainty, and in times of being unsure about what is next, still God is on the throne. Still God is in charge. Still God is big. Still God is Alpha. He is still Omega. He has still got the whole world in his hand, and he is still in control. Praise the Lord. And if you are wherever you are, you just give God praise for that. Glory, hallelujah. Again, thank you for joining me. I am glad and excited, for this is the year of 2020. This is the year where God has given us vision with clarity. It is also the year of an open mouth, the year of the prophets. It's the year where we all have an open mouth. We're all crying out unto the Lord. We all need God. We all need God right now to do what is to be done. So thank you once again. I give honor and praise to those of you who are listening by way of radio. Hello to you all out there in radio land. I'm excited once again. So, you know, I hesitated about coming on, was going to, you know, cancel, but under a mandate, and when you've been picked and you've been chosen by the Lord, you have to be obedient, for that is the reason why we are here in the first place in this pandemic, is because God is speaking. And even though we know that we are under, as I say, a global shut-in, which is the title of today's broadcast, and if you are listening by way of Spreading the Gospel, it would be part two. If we are, we have been sent to our rooms and the door has been shut. Praise the Lord. And so the kingdom of God is under a microscope. And so for those of you who may not necessarily understand that, and sometimes we are guilty about using words that we don't understand. So I wanted to take the time to define the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the rule of God. It is the intimate that emanates from the throne of God. The throne of God is where his personal presence is in heaven. Amen. And so the kingdom of God rules over all, not just over the true church. So there are two aspects of his rule. And then we'll move on. I just want to lay this foundation so that you know where we are going. So, again, the kingdom of God is the rule of God that animates the throne of God. And so there are two aspects of this rule. The first one is that the kingdom of God sovereignly rules over all. Now, if anybody that knows me knows that I'm always going to give you scripture because I don't want to be just talking without backing it up. The word of God is our roadmap. It is our instructions. And so the kingdom of God rules over all comes out of Psalms 22 and 28. So grab your paper and pencil because we're gonna just dig in the word. We have lots of scripture to give you. But so again, that's Psalms 22 and 28. The kingdom of God sovereignly rules over all. And so in that passage of scripture, it teaches us that God rules over all the nations, which is also the theme of the book of Daniel. And that would be Daniel 4, 32 and through 35. And you certainly can read that on your own. Again, that's Daniel chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. The second aspect of God's rule is this. It is not just God maintaining the physical laws in the system, you know, physical laws meaning gravity, the stars, the moon, the constellations, that's rotating. So it's not just him maintaining the physical laws in the systems of the universe, but it's God's manifesting himself in a personal way by his spirit through his people. That would be us. Amen. And that is Mark 16, verses 15 through 20. Okay. Praise the Lord for those who are listening. I think my sister is on the line as well. All right. So I just wanted to lay that foundation about what the kingdom of God is, because we say stuff and we're saying it and we're just talking because we heard someone else say it, but we have no understanding. And in this time, we need understanding. So if we go to Isaiah chapter 42, starting at verse 5, it says this concerning the kingdom of God. It says this: Thus said God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and he that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Verse 6 says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Now, what are we supposed to do with all that God has given us? Because he's given us a spirit, amen? He's given us bread, amen, which is the word of God. He's given us spirit, and he told us to walk therein. So, and he's given us his righteousness. We are supposed to walk in righteousness. But God has given us all of this. He's given us power. He's given us authority. What are we supposed to do? And how come we are in a global shutdown? Why have we been sent to the room and the door is shut? It says, this is what we're supposed to be doing as a kingdom. Amen. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Verse 7. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness, out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Verse 9 says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Praise the Lord. So, here we are. We are sitting in four walls, hearing the word Sunday in, Sunday out, Tuesday in, Tuesday out, Wednesday in, Wednesday out, Thursday in, Thursday out. But the Bible says that we are supposed to be opening up blinded eyes. So we're getting fat sitting in four walls, but nobody is going out there reaching the lost, those who are blind, who can't see, and those who have an ear, but they don't hear, because we will not do what the word of God has told us to do. Praise the Lord. So we're supposed to go out into the prisons and sit in the darkness and so that the prison can be free. Amen. We're supposed to be working in the kingdom of God, not just sitting in four walls where we gather week to week. Not saying that we don't gather. The purpose of us gathering is supposed to be so that we are strengthened, because we have poured out in the vineyard, in the highways and the byways. We come back to gather to be refilled so that we can go back out, so that we can do what the word of God tells us to do, and that is to compel them to come in the house of God, in the kingdom of God, so that they will too know Christ just as we do. This is not a time for us to be selfish. But because we have fallen away from the original plan of God and we have become a rebellious house, we become a rebellious people, here we are. And see, we serve a God who is time, you know, and now is the time for where we are right now in punishment, in a global shut-in. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we're going to start at the first verse, and we're going to read down. And it says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. We are in a time of not embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. People have lost their jobs, their source of income. They have lost family members, friends, pastors, the like. We are in a time of loss. A time of not embracing, a time of dying, a time of not reaping. Amen. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Oh, yes, it's a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. For some, it is a time of silence. But for others, it's a time to speak. Amen. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Amen. That is Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 9. Now I want to skip over to verse 16. And it says, and moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. So what I am saying and what the scripture is saying is that God has the kingdom, you know, the rule of the universe. He has peeked down in the earth realm and he saw exactly what this says. I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there. Wickedness was there. So here we are, where we, the kingdom of God, the people of God, not the world, the people of God, have fallen away from
the will of God, the rule of God, and that which God has charged us as a body of believers to do. We have allowed the world to slip into the church, and we look just like them. Now the world can't tell us from them. So how in the world are you going to be an effective witness when you have taken attributes? And if this sounds a little sharp to the kingdom of God, good. I am not scared. And I don't take down, because the word of God, God is speaking now. God is speaking to the kingdom of God. And this is our whooping for being a disobedient, rebellious people. So he says that wickedness is there. And so where is the real church? Because not everybody is wicked, but we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all are guilty, everybody. So we all need to repent. We all need to forgive. We all have been hurt. We all have been rejected. In some form or somewhere, we all have suffered loss. Amen. So here we are in a time of not embracing. We are in a time of mourning. We are in a time where people are dying. Amen, somebody. So where do we go from here? How did we get here? Well, we just talked about that. Let's go to, So how did we get here? We're still in that part. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to start at the second verse, and it says, "And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things?" He's asking the question, "See ye not all these things? Why are we here? Why are we on punishment? Why are we in a global shut-in?" And God has looked down in the earth, and he says, "Do you not see all these things?" Well, what things, prophet, what things are you talking about? What things should we be seeing? He says this, "Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man be deceived." How is it that if you supposedly have the spirit of discernment, you are so easily deceived? I don't understand that. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Many come. "And ye shall hear the wars and rumors of wars. See ye, be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Not yet. We're not at the end. Do not fear. We are not at the end. But these things are coming to pass and have come to pass. Amen, somebody. Then it says, "For nations shall rise against nations and kingdom against kingdoms, and there shall be a famine and pestilence and the earthquakes in diverse places." So diverse places, meaning many places. So we're not talking about just the United States. We're talking about in the Philippines, and we're talking about in Asia, and we're talking about in China, and we're talking about in diverse places, places where normally people would not experience such things, such as in the wintertime. If you recall, if you watch the news, Tennessee had a tornado that came as a thief in the night. So the pestilence, which is what we're dealing with right now, pestilence is just like a plague. It's the same as a plague. We are shut in because the word of God has to come to pass. The word is true, it's living, and it's going to come to pass. Because the word, is, when everything else passes away, the word still stands. That's why the word of God, the God tells us that we, this word we shall hide in our heart, that we may not sin against his word. Amen, somebody. Let's go to, so that was that was Matthew 24, verses 4 through, and I stopped at 10. I'm going to stop there because I got some more reading to do. Let's back up to Matthew 22, and we're going to go to verse 34. Matthew 22 and 34 says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence," he told them to shut up, "they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying this." This is what he said. This is what the lawyers asked Christ. "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." 38 says, "And great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." But what happened? Why do we have so much division? How can we, as a people of God, the believers of God, how can we fully function as one body when the members are divided amongst themselves? How is it that the members are broken, crushed, fractured, scarred, amputated, and beheaded? How is it, if we are these things, how is it that if we are divided, if we are broken, if we are crushed, if we are bruised, easily offended, gossiping, throwing rocks and hiding our hands, jealous? How is it that we are supposed to do the will of God as one body? You can't. And so now we have kindled the wrath of God, and we are on a global shut-in. All right, we going. We keep it moving. We keeping it moving. We going to Second Timothy chapter 3. And we are going to start at verse 1. Why are we here? Why are we in a global shutdown? "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves," Lord have mercy, "covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." How are you despising those who are good? How do you do that? Other than you have the spirit of jealousy in your heart, or you are deceiving. "Traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." You're supposed to run from those things. Yet we embrace it. We've indulged in it. Oh, tell the truth, somebody. We have participated and the things when the Lord says, turn away from those things. "Never have I seen such heady, high-minded, proud people who say they love God, leaders." Oh, I'm calling you out, calling us out, us out. This is why we're getting a spanking. This is why we're in a global shutting. This is why we've been set in the house to shut the door. "For of this sort are they which creep into the house." Yep. We're supposed to be different than the world, but you've allowed this spirit to creep in the house and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. Amen, somebody. Every learning and ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why will we not tell the truth? You would rather be deceiving, lying, manipulating, deceptive, instead of just coming clean. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know you can't stand your sister because she's anointed, because she has love in her heart, and she wants to do what is right and pleasing unto the Lord. So you're going to hate on her or him or them? Deceiving. How have we allowed these things to be crept in the church? How? I heard a man one time, he was talking to some leaders, and he said that we do not hear the voice of God, that the voice of God is only heard by the leader, and that she or he was God. You know that is a lie of hell. So anybody that would receive that and not speak against it, because that is the spirit of Baal and Jezebel. That is the spirit of worship, idol worship. So do not, people of God, be deceived. We love our leaders, but they are not God. And anything that you hear that even sounds resembles that, run. Run, Forrest, run. For you have been deceived. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it. But there is hope. Praise the Lord. There is hope for us. We just need to turn back to the Lord. For we know that the enemy comes, John 10:10, it says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that they may have, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Oh, yes. Yes, people of God. God is doing a new thing. Because right now, we are in captivity. We're on a global shut in. So God is shaking the earth. He's shaking the earth. He's shaking out everything that does not resemble his DNA. Amen. He's shaking us. And then, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, after he shakes us, and after we have been delivered from the shaking, then there's going to be a rise of the remnant of God. The remnant of God will rise, and then we're going to turn. So there's going to be a turning away from wickedness, according to 2 Chronicles 14. We've got to humble ourselves. We got to pray. We've got to seek his face. Then we've got to turn from our wicked ways. So men and women of God, I'm pleading with you this afternoon that you turn from your wicked ways. Amen. So that we understand that when we come out of this, we won't go back to things as normal, as usual. It's a new day. It's a new thing. And if you don't believe me, the word of God tells us, you have heard these things. Look at all of them. Will you not acknowledge it? From now on, I will tell you new things, hidden things, unknown to you. So the secrets that will be revealed unto the Lord through his prophets, God is going to unveil them. But will you listen? Or will you be like the rebellious people? You'll reject the word of God, and you too will be lost. But for every believer that's listening and will listen, if God has given you a word, the truth of God, and you do not speak. I don't care if you got to speak and run. You tell the truth so that you will not be charged and you lose your life for being afraid to tell the truth. God's word, back it up. Back it up. Isaiah 42:9 says, behold, the former things have happened, and now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you through the open mouth. Year of 2020. God is speaking. This is the year of vision with clarity. This is the year of an open mouth. God is charging us, women and men of God, kingdom believer. And notice I didn't say Christian. That word is being used too loosely for me. So I'm talking about kingdom believer. Open your mouth. Declare the righteousness of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Declare the righteousness of God like never before. But right now, while we are in a global shutdown, will you just fall on your face, cry out to Lord? We need his mercy, not his grace. We need God's mercy right now. We need to repent. We need to forgive. And then we need to declare the works of the Lord in truth without compromising. If you have to say it and run, some of us will have to shift. Some of us will have to bow out gracefully and do the will of God. So I charge each and every one of you, including myself, that we speak what God said. Don't compromise the word of God because of man. Man, don't do it, because God has the last say so in this hour, and his word shall come forth, and shall ye not know it? For God is doing a new thing in this hour. Hallelujah. And we will walk, we shall come out victory. We shall come out victorious. Against all odds, we will be victorious. All you got to do is stand. Stand and cry out unto the Lord. Declare his truth. And when we do this, we shall come out as pure as gold. For the enemy has power, but he doesn't have power over us. For the Lord has given us power and dominion over the earth. He charged and gave us dominion over the earth. So walk in your kingdom authority and speak God's truth. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on Victory Against All Odds. Thank you, God, for charging me. So now I've got to be obedient. I will be back on the air every Monday at 6:30, speaking and telling God's truth. Won't you join me? In Jesus' name we pray. And to those of you who are listening, I pray your strength. I pray over your household. I pray God's protection over you. God, glory be to God, that nothing shall harm you or hurt you. And for those that have lost loved ones, may God heal your heart. May he bring strength to your body, to your family. Praise God. Amen to all of you. Amen. Continue to stay under the shadow of God's wing. Continue to stay in his word. Continue to love like God said he told us to do. His greatest commandment right now, people of God, is love. Love one another. Treat each other with kindness and treat each other with tenderness. With tenderness, and do that which God has commanded you to do. Thank you. God bless you. Whew, God, I thank you. Thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
How about clapping your hands for me tonight? The clothes you wear, you don't have to fret. Baby, don't despair, don't be concerned. If you lose it all, there is a reason. Reason for it all, stay with me, don't you worry. Be strong too, be still. A piece of peace inside, love will make come. You'll care on him when you're all alone. He'll take you one to his own. Don't be discouraged.
God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. God bless.